part two to this comment.
Part two is going to be...
Okay, so we're going to take that same E shape that we did in this hand, but we're going to take it here. So E, G, B. And you're going to literally do that. So it goes 1, 2, 3. And then staying on the left hand, we do the same chord shape as the right hand before with the B, D, F sharp. I'm doing this so you can see my fingers. Don't actually play it like this. But same idea. 1, 2, 3, 2, 3.
And done, sis.
So, you know the da 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 da. There's like a little break, there's like a little pause. In that pause, you're gonna use your right hand and play the same shape and just play the chord. So it's gonna sound like da 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 da. And the left hand is gonna do the same kind of thing. 1, 2, 3. And then there's two options here. With your right hand, you can either do the same chord shape. I recommend this because it's probably easier. Or you can be a little fancy with it and literally do move the thumb, move the pointer finger, move the ring finger, and then just blah. There's no difference, really. So together, it will sound like... So all of that together should sound like the beginning, and all together it should sound like this.
I keep on falling.